FM.
This time check was brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Phoenix FM.
Check.
There we go.
106.7. Bonze.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
You know that feeling of frustration when you're told, sorry, we don't take mobile money payments. Turn that frown into a smile. With the upgraded Absa POS machine, you can pay for your items using your mobile money wallet, Visa credit or debit card, MasterCard, and more. Now that's a payment solution with more convenience. Call 5950 to sign up or find it at a supermarket near you. Your story matters. Absa.
Good afternoon. The headlines. Cost of living in Osaka increases by over 500 kwacha in 1 year. VAZ calls for stronger animal control laws after recent attacks on children in Osaka. And in global news, U.S. holds student visa appointments and plans expanded social media vetting. With the 13 Hours main news bulletin on Phoenix, I am Paddy Mugando. The cost of living for a family of five living in Osaka, as measured by the Jesuit Center for Theological Reflection, JCTR, Basic Needs and Nutrition Basket, for the month of May 2025, stood at 11,272 kwacha, 97 ngwe, showing an increase of 571 kwacha, 84 ngwe, compared to the same period last year. JCTR Social and Economic Development Program Officer Lukwe Samusonda says this shows that the cost of living is still high and beyond the reach of the majority who are poor and marginalized. Mr. Musonda says considering increase in basic needs and nutrition basket between May 2024 and May 2025, the marginal decrease of 145 kwacha 2 ngwe basic needs and nutrition basket compared to April 2025 is insignificant. She explains that the recent price changes were mainly due to fluctuations in the prices of essential seasonal food items such as vegetables and fruits, which have temporarily alleviated pressure on household expenditure. Ms. Musonda is therefore urging policymakers, development partners, and communities to adopt a systems-based approach to food economics, one that places household welfare, resilience, and nutrition at the center of policy and action.
In Zambia, the harvest period from May, March to July brings a temporary drop in prices of locally grown crops. However, the absence of sufficient preservation and storage systems often leads to significant post-harvest losses. As a result, prices hike again in the lean months, making consistent household budgets a major challenge, especially for families with low, fixed, or irregular incomes. This impacts houses' budgets in the following ways. Unpredictability. Families cannot rely on consistent monthly budgets when prices of dietary staples like tomatoes, onions, or greens swing with the seasons.
The Veterinary Association of Zambia, VAZ, has expressed concern over two recent incidents in Osaka involving domesticated animals that resulted in harm to young children. A two-year-old child was last week mauled to death by four unsecured dogs after the child entered a neighboring property in search of water in New Kasama, while a one-year, eight-month-old child was injured after being attacked by a domesticated rooster in Lusaka's Kanyama compound. VAZ President Dr. Malcolm Chioba is calling for greater enforcement of animal control laws following these tragedies, which have highlighted serious gaps in the management of domesticated animals in urban areas. Dr. Chioba says the incidents underscore a serious public health and safety issue concerning the management of domesticated animals, especially those exhibiting aggressive behavior. He stated that animals, whether pets or livestock under human care, must be kept in controlled environments to prevent them from posing risks to the public, particularly vulnerable children.
We call upon all animal owners, including dog and poultry keepers, to secure animals in enclosed and appropriate environments. Monitor signs of aggressive behavior and report local authorities. Ensure that handlers and caretakers are educated in animal control and welfare. Respect public health regulations designed to protect communities. Register and vaccinate the dogs annually.
The Zambian Civil Liberties Union, ZCLU, has criticized the Constitutional Amendment Bill No. 7 of 2025, highlighting several provisions that it deems regressive, self-serving, and inconsistent with the nation's constitutional values. ZCLU Executive Director Isaac Mwanza has emphasized the importance of constitutional reform in promoting democratic governance, accountability, and the rule of law, but is saddened that the proposed amendments could undermine the very foundations of electoral fairness, judicial independence, and representation in Zambia. Mr. Mwanza has expressed concern over provisions that allow a political party to retain a parliamentary or council seat even after a court nullifies the election due to electoral misconduct, noting that this provision undermines the authority of the judiciary and the entire electoral petition process, as it effectively renders judicial decisions meaningless. He's also concerned about a provision that prevents political parties from replacing candidates who resign or are disqualified after nomination, saying this opens the door for political manipulation and may be exploited to eliminate rival parties from the contest. Mr. Mwanza notes that another contentious issue is the bill's model for party list proportional representation, which allows parties to nominate women, youth, and persons with disabilities to parliament through party lists, as this model denies voters the opportunity to directly elect their representatives and reduces accountability by centralizing decision-making within political parties. He says ZCLU stands ready to support the ongoing constitutional reform process, provided that government is ready to conduct a structured, limited public consultative process with key stakeholders and able to incorporate feedback into the amendments before they are taken to Parliament or passed.
We have also noted that despite the campaign promises made by President Hichilema and his party to spearhead constitutional reform that would facilitate the appointment of ministers from outside Parliament, this bill does not include such a provision. Worse still, the proposals include members of Parliament getting back into the councils, which are the executive organs of the state. This move erodes the principle of separation of powers and represents a betrayal of public trust in the government's commitment to constitutional reform. We have therefore written to the Minister of Justice to advise that we need to strengthen judicial oversight of electoral outcomes by ensuring that court decisions lead to meaningful consequences.
The Ministry of Agriculture has cautioned that Zambia is still a long way from fully tapping into the potential of sustainable smart agriculture. Speaking during the Women and Youth in Agriculture International Conference in Osaka, Ministry of Agriculture Permanent Secretary for Technical Services John Mulongoti, represented by Principal Agriculture Officer Joseph Chewe, revealed that while 3.2 million farmers are registered in the country, only 1.26 million, or less than 5%, have adopted smart agricultural practices, including irrigation. Mr. Mulongoti has emphasized the urgent need for a coordinated effort between public and private sector stakeholders to accelerate the use of climate-resilient agricultural methods and increase national yields, which currently average just 1.6 tons per hectare.
When our yield is at 0.8 tons, when we have the drought, and in this year's forecast, we have slightly moved to 1.68 tons per hectare. Therefore, it means as a ministry, we have a lot of work. For us to attain those targets, we don't need to open up more land, because that would be unsustainable. But instead, we have to increase the yield for our small water farmers. If we can only move the yield from 1.68 to somewhere around 3 tons a hectare for our smallholder farmers, I can assure you that by 2025, 2026, we can even overshoot the presidential directive.
Meanwhile, Nkonka Women in Agribusiness Chairperson Elisia Gasasa has called on the Minister of Agriculture to be more transparent about the agricultural policy